on Idiot One. It's Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. I'm Tom Hall. It's National Poetry Month. And tonight at the Barns at Wolf Trap down the road in Virginia, the Baltimore-based Poulenc Trio will perform a program that features the award-winning poet Leah Purpura. Poulenc Trio was founded 12 years ago. It includes the pianist Irina Kaplan, oboist Vladimir Lande, and bassoonist Brian Young. I'm here with Leah and the trio this morning at a recital hall in Goucher College as they tune up for the big show tonight. And Brian Young, thanks for coming and playing a few tunes for us. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Our pleasure.
So why Poulenc as the namesake for your trio?
Poulenc is the person who wrote the piece that's best known for this group of instruments, the oboe, the bassoon, the piano. When we're students, we perform this piece and aspire to play this piece. And so it's something that we thought more people should know about, this combination of instruments, the oboe, bassoon, and piano. Mm-hmm.
And so Poulenc, of course, wrote a famous piece for these three particular instruments. Is there a lot of repertoire for this, or do you have to go searching far and wide?
There's 300 years of repertoire for this, and we get that question a lot. We play music everywhere from Bach to Poulenc to Francais. We do a lot of commissioning as well. And so at this concert in Wolf Trap, we'll be doing some of that, and also later on at Peabody as well this month.
So Francis Poulenc, a great composer from France in the 20th century, and you're going to play us a little example of his music of the namesake of the Poulenc Trio. This is the first movement from a trio for oboe, bassoon, and piano by Francis Poulenc, featuring the Poulenc Trio. Poulenc played here this morning at Goucher College. Vladimir Lande on oboe, Brian Young on the bassoon, the pianist Irina Kaplan playing music by Francis Poulenc, the Poulenc Trio played by the Poulenc Trio. That was really, really great. Thank you so much. Leah Purpura is an award-winning poet, teaches at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. She will be appearing with the Poulenc Trio tonight at the Barns at Wolf Trap. Leah, it's always good to see you.
Thanks, Tom. It's great to be here with you.
So how do you fit into this program of poetry and music? What's your role?
Well, we're thinking about the project not so much as poems accompanying the music or the music illustrating the poems, but as the two art forms behaving in a kind of intimate conversational way.
Do you think musically, because I've heard from writers both of prose and of poetry, that they do, you know, they think about the line, they think about the sort of musical dimension of how the words sound?
Yeah, I think poets in particular are tuned to music on a really fine level, the phoneme level and the sense of shape and phrase. It's very musical and very similar to the way musicians think about communicating. I grew up playing the oboe, and I think an early training in music makes writing possible on an intuitive level that really infuses lines with a particular kind of shape.
So the Poulenc Trio is going to play some music by Alfred Schnittke, a contemporary Russian composer, from a suite that he wrote called The Suite in the Old Style, and then you're going to read some poems from your new collection that's coming out in the fall. It's called It Shouldn't Have Been Beautiful. Did you write these poems with this music in mind, or did it just so happen that you think the poems and the music complement each other?
Yeah, it's the latter. The poems and the music really, really do complement one another, and they're behaving sort of conversationally, as opposed to, being somehow created simultaneously. Obviously, the Schnittke's been around a lot longer than I have. I went about choosing poems that responded to and reflected the sort of emotional landscape and the tonality of each movement. So we're hoping they work that way.
Well, let's see how it does work. As a matter of fact, let's ask you to read a poem, and then the trio is going to play this music of Alfred Schnittke. What would you like to read for us?
This poem is called Old World. So there are amazing number of confluences between this particular collection and this piece. So this one really happened to fit. It kind of responds to the really plaintive, dreamier minuet. I think Irina called it the least minuetish minuet she knows. So I'll read Old World. Teach that its objects have dispositions, visages, comports, and belong to a time, an era, an epoch. So it's clear how things worked. People sat down and made things to last for you, who were real to them even before you were born.
The minuet from Alfred Schnittke's Suite in the Old Style, and before that we heard the poet Leah Purpura reading the poem Old World from her new collection that's coming out in the fall. That collection is called It Shouldn't Have Been Beautiful. She'll be reading poems tonight at the Wolf Trap Barns in a concert with the Poulenc Trio, interspersed among these this music by Alfred Schnittke. Irina Kaplan, the pianist for the Poulenc Trio, you have done, your group has done a lot of work in museums, and you have related in prior performances, you've related pictures in museums and sculptures and exhibitions to the music. Is this idea of relating the poetry to the music kind of along the same vein?
Yes, this came from our idea of collaboration between different genres, different types of art. We did programs with art when we worked with the students from MICA here in Baltimore, and they created paintings and works that went with our other piece that we commissioned, Yiddish Lexicon. We commissioned a lot of music, and this is also what we are very committed to. And Schnittke, this arrangement of Schnittke's particularly, yes, was done specially for us. The whole program that we're doing at Peabody is written specially for us, for our trio, and this is by Peabody's alumna or composers. We're going to play three etudes by Peabody faculty, former faculty, Tom Benjamin, and this collaboration started 10 years ago, probably, when he first did a piece for us and Hilary Hahn. We actually had a tour with her in St. Petersburg, and he composed a piece named Scriven Sits at Birdland. It was an interesting take on how it would sound if Scriven, the Russian composer Alexander Scriven, would wander into a jazz club in New York. So,
and we should mention that that's another concert that you're playing later this month. That's going to be on the 25th of April at the Peabody Conservatory. And Vladimir, you and Irina from St. Petersburg, but did you all meet Brian here in the States at Peabody? Do you all have a relationship with Peabody?
Well, yes, we have met here in Baltimore, and it was amazing how coming from two completely different worlds, two completely different sides of the earth, when we sat down and started to play for the first time, I would start a phrase and Brian would finish the phrase exactly the way that I would expect it and vice versa. So it really proved that music is the common language. Probably is the best language to talk to one another. But yeah, bypassing the Facebook stuff.
Yes, exactly. Much, much more intimate and expressive than Facebook, that's for sure. So it really is important to have a chemistry between three players. You all are the most active trio for oboe, bassoon, piano in the world. You travel all over the globe playing concerts and giving workshops and whatnot. But that chemistry between the three of you, the way you approach music, the way you breathe, the way you understand and feel the phrase, if that chemistry isn't there, then a trio like this isn't going to work, is it?
No, absolutely. And, you know, it's like in a way, a little marriage, in a musical marriage. It's a family. And, you know, we work together, we create things together, we fight together, of course, we find solutions together. But yes, it's been working for us for a dozen of years.
And Brian Young, you're going to take us out with a tune now as we leave, as you get warmed up for the concert tonight at Wolf Trap. What do you want to play?
Well, this final piece that we're going to play is a piece by Dmitri Shostakovich, and this is from an operetta. And a lot of times we play this at concerts and to get the folks' toes tapping, and so we hope our audience has that feeling as well.
So this is music by Shostakovich from a 1956 operetta. It's called The Spin Around Moscow, featuring the Poulenc Trio playing here in advance of their concert tonight at Wolf Trap. Thanks to all of you for coming, and Leah Papour, I really appreciate it. And here's one more tune by the Poulenc Trio. Brian Young and Irina Kaplan are the Poulenc Trio. They'll team up with the poet Leah Papoura tonight at 8 o'clock in the Barns at Wolf Trap in Virginia. Leah's new collection of poems out in October is called It Shouldn't Have Been Beautiful. And then later this month, on the 25th of April, Poulenc Trio will play a program that features music by composers affiliated with the Peabody Institute. That concert is at 3 o'clock at Peabody. On our website, wipr.org/Maryland Morning, we've got links to more information about both events. You're listening to Maryland Morning with Sheila Cass reporting from Towson. I'm Tom Hall. Now we'll send it back to the studio for a Baltimore story with Gil Sandler. Thank you.